Eat.
Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, March 28th. Currently, with freezing fog, it is 25 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is west at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.48. The dew point is 23 degrees. And the current wind chill is 16 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A man from New Mexico died in a head-on collision on U.S. Highway 50 in Gray County.
The accident involved 44-year-old Alejandro Santiago, who was driving westbound when he veered left of the center in his Dodge Durango and hit an eastbound Peterbilt semi-truck driven by 37-year-old Rudy Klassen. Santiago was taken to the hospital but didn't survive, and he was not wearing a seatbelt. Klassen, who was wearing his seatbelt, was uninjured. The crash took place just before 9 p.m. on Saturday. I'm J.P. Bazette.
Beginning this Saturday, April 1st, people in 16 Kansas counties will be under a burn ban for the month of April as part of the Flint Hills Smoke Management Plan. Some of the counties included in the burn ban are Sedgwick, Butler, Cowley, Chase, Johnson, Lyon, Marion, Riley, and Wyandotte. And the burn ban includes all open burning of any waste, including vegetation and wood waste. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has more on those burning regulations. They go into effect this Saturday, April 1st. And this is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
New federal guidelines have nearly doubled the number of Americans eligible for lung cancer screening. Insurance companies are required to cover these tests for those ages 50 to 80 who currently smoke or used to smoke. Along with new treatments, lung cancer screening saves lives. If you are 50 to 80 years old and smoke or used to smoke, talk to your doctor about lung cancer screening. For more information and to find a screening center near you, visit the National Lung Cancer Roundtable at nlcrt.org.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Services Division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 2.9% in February. And this is unchanged from 2.9% in January and an increase from 2.4% in February 2022. And a handful of Northwest Kansas counties, Trigo, Rooks, Cheyenne, Lane, Wallace, and Barton, had unemployment rates at 3% or higher. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment decreased by 1,500 from January, and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers. Private sector jobs increased by 1,400 over the month, while government decreased by 2,900. Since February 2022, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 41,300, and this change is due to an increase of 38,000 private sector jobs and an increase of 3,300 government jobs. The March 2023 labor report will be released April 21st. Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas is proud to announce that they have reached their $5 million goal in their first ever capital campaign, and the goal was reached thanks to a gift from the Robert E. and Patricia H. Schmidt Foundation. Gary Shorman, the trustee of the Schmidt Foundation, presented a check to President and CEO Jerry Michaud, which officially marked the successful completion of the DSNWK's Stronger Forever Together campaign. Michaud stated that they are forever grateful to all of the supporters of their capital campaign who believe in their mission and who have shown it by their financial support. He said special thanks is extended to the Schmidt Foundation for helping them reach the finish line, and it's through all of the support and generosity that has allowed them to achieve their goal. The money raised through this campaign was strategically targeted to benefit people with intellectual and developmental disabilities they serve by improving the group homes and developmental centers where they live, learn, and cultivate skills with purpose. In addition, They improved energy efficiency, strengthened security and safety through needed upgrades, and enhanced the effectiveness of service settings by completing much-needed facility repairs, renovations, technology upgrades, and accessibility improvements. DSNWK wants to thank everyone who contributed to the Stronger Forever Together capital campaign. According to a report from researchers at Kansas State University, a fungal disease targeting corn crops is moving across the Midwest and Great Plains. Phyllochora mydis, also known as tar spot, first appeared in Indiana and Illinois in 2015, and since then, it has spread to surrounding states. Farmers spotted it in Nebraska for the first time in 2021 and in Missouri, Kansas, and South Dakota during the last growing season. Southwest Missouri agronomist Brian Bunt stated that it's a very aggressive disease compared to some of the other diseases they deal with, like southern rust, gray leaf spot, or northern corn leaf blight, and it moves very, very quickly. He said he's seen pictures from the Midwest where the infection begins, and 7 days later that field is completely shut down. The fungal disease attacks leaf tissue and corn and can rapidly deteriorate the plant. According to the Crop Protection Network, it's estimated that tar spot caused farmers to lose around $3 billion in the United States from 2018 to 2021 and has the potential to be more destructive in states that are just now seeing cases. Since it's still early, farmers will have to wait to see how much of an effect tar spot will have in states where it's just appearing, as the disease prefers relatively cool temperatures and humidity to develop and spread. Farmers are encouraged to report any sightings to their local extension office and to save the leaves so that the extension can confirm the disease. There's also a website called Corn IPM Pipe where farmers can report tar spot and get identification from specialists. The Low-Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP, implemented in the state by the Kansas Department for Children and Families, allows peace of mind and financial assistance to families struggling to pay their heating bills during the cold winter months and is due to end this week. DCF Secretary Laura Howard said LEAP has helped Kansas communities stay warm for many years and is an important and valued support program provided to families during cold Kansas winters. To receive assistance, applicants must apply either on the DCF website at dcf.ks.gov and click on Apply for Services, or apply in person, and they need to be eligible according to the qualifications. The applications became available January 3rd and must be received by 5 p.m. this Friday, March 31st. To qualify, households must have an adult at the address that is responsible for the heating costs of the home, and the applicants must be able to prove a recent history of payments on the energy bill within the past 3 months, along with being at or below 150% of the federal poverty level. The one-time assistance payment is determined by household income, the number of people living at the address, the type of dwelling, and the type of heating fuel used. Funding for LEAP is provided by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Community Service through the Federal Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. In Nebraska news, Lincoln police have arrested a woman and are continuing to investigate a double homicide that occurred early Monday afternoon. According to authorities, at around 1:20 p.m., officers were dispatched to the area of 4600 Briar Park Drive, the Lodge Apartments, regarding two individuals that were hit by a vehicle. The two male victims in their 40s were located and found dead at the scene. At around 1:30 p.m., the suspect, a 27-year-old woman, was arrested a short distance from the scene without incident. The suspect appears to have purposely located the victims in a grassy area near the parking lot and struck them both with their vehicle. An investigation into the case remains ongoing, and there is no ongoing threat to the public. A Grand Island teen was issued a citation after police say that he fired a pellet gun at students in the Grand Island Senior High parking lot and fled at a high speed of rate. Grand Island Police Department said at 11:15 a.m. on Friday, officers received a report that a car full of students was firing an Orbeez splat gun, an electric gun with water-filled pellets inside, at people in the Grand Island Senior High parking lot. Captain Jim During said the driver, a 17-year-old male, fled from officers at a high rate of speed and caused minor injuries to a pedestrian after allegedly shooting them with the Orbeez splat gun. During said the teen was later contacted at his residence in Northeast Grand Island and found to be in possession of the pellet gun, nicotine vape cartridges, and a THC vape device. The teen was issued a citation for flight to avoid arrest, possession of marijuana, minor in possession of tobacco or nicotine vape, and discharge possession of a BB gun in a vehicle. The teen was released to his father and is not believed to have returned to Grand Island Senior High. A man crashed his car before breaking into a home south of Lincoln on Sunday, according to the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office. Chief Deputy Ben Hoshend said deputies were sent out to a car fire near 54th Street and Saltillo Road around midnight, and when the deputies arrived, the driver was nowhere to be found. Shortly after, deputies received a call that a man was trying to break into a nearby home. Hoshend said 28-year-old Jason Potts had kicked down the home's back door, went into the basement, and laid down on a couch. And when officers arrived, he was laying on the couch with a blanket on him. Deputies then got into a fight with Potts, who headbutted one of the deputies. He was then arrested on suspicion of assaulting an officer, criminal mischief, burglary, resisting arrest, leaving the scene of an accident, and driving while intoxicated. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Awards were handed out for the 2023 Art on the Oasis show in March at Colby Community College, and organizers have extended appreciation to the donors and communities that were involved with another successful event. The judge was Chris Cuxey of Lawrence, formerly of Hayes. And high schools at the show included Colby, Wheatland Grinnell, Norton, and Winnetka Palisade in Nebraska, and Toby Flores of Hayes received Best of Show. The top three artists listed in each division were presented with cash prizes and includes, in the amateur division, an opaque painting. First place went to Teresa Reeves of Oberlin, second place Cassandra Reimer of Colby, and third place Kent Lockhart of Norton. In the high school division for painting, first place was Dylan Hawks of Norton, second place was Ashton Wheeler of Winnetka Palisade in Nebraska, and third place was Hawks of Norton. For mixed media, first place Trayton Barnett with Wheatland Grinnell, second place Rob Manning with Norton, and third place Kiera Talent of Norton. For 2D, first place Jaden Bradley of Colby, second place Marisa Hempler of Norton, and third place Dylan Hawks of Norton. And for photography, first place Rob Manning of Norton, second place Ashton Wheeler of Winnetka Palisade, and third place Manning of Norton. The state of Kansas is holding a statewide virtual job fair tomorrow, Wednesday, March 29th, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The job fair is open for positions with state agencies, as the state of Kansas currently has nearly 900 open positions that need to be filled. The open positions include full-time, part-time, and internship opportunities, and many of the positions include health care benefits, employee discounts, and retirement plans. Those who wish to take part in the virtual job fair will need to register in advance. And for more information, you can visit the Kansas Works website at kansasworks.com. Record drought and abnormally cold temperatures may have put the U.S. winter wheat crop in jeopardy. Chris Tanner is a farmer with the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers and says his crop is trying to emerge from dormancy, though some of it hasn't emerged yet. He said there was a major temperature swing really fast, and where they have adequate moisture, they might also have some winter kill. The Northwest Kansas farmer said there has been some relief to drought, and he thinks things are holding on, but that they'll have to see what happens when it breaks dormancy over the next few weeks. Senior grains and oilseeds analyst Steve Nicholson with Rabobank said farmers in the Great Plains may face a similar story in 2023 because that crop looks pretty tough, as it had a lot of wind this winter and stuff literally blew out of the ground. He added that it hasn't tillered very well, so there's a lot of concern going forward that is going to be challenged just like a year ago. Nicholson said the soft red winter wheat crop is in slightly better shape due to an increase in moisture in the upper Midwest and the Ohio Valley, but subsoil moisture is still an issue. The lesser prairie chicken has been placed on the endangered species list despite efforts from livestock groups to block the designation. The bird was added on Monday by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. However, several groups, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the Kansas Livestock Association, are suing the agency in a Texas federal court. Under the listing, the rule requires livestock producers in areas of five states to create grazing plans to protect themselves from activities that could harm the birds. and it would also create additional regulations for landowners taking acres from the Conservation Reserve Program. For producers enrolled in a Conservation Service program, the NRCS is working with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to ensure those plans meet grazing requirements. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having Western bean bake, cheese stick, corn, pears, cornbread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chili frito, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be soft-shell taco, chips, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, the Norton Junior High School K Relay for Life Week continues. All day long, FFA at Smith Center. At 3 p.m., forensics in Phillipsburg. At 4 p.m., the Junior High MCEL Scholars Bowl at Ellis. And at 7 p.m., the first and second grade vocal concert. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there will be areas of dense freezing fog before 10 a.m., otherwise, it'll be partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 52 and a southwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 25 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Wednesday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 48 and a northeast wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 29. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast for Thursday, it should be mostly sunny, with a high near 75 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Friday, there's a chance of rain and snow, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 48 and breezy. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 64. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 74. And on Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 65. Currently, with freezing fog, it is 25 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is west at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.48. The dew point is 23 degrees. And the current wind chill is 16 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
Okay, in sports, I am Fulton Castro. Opening day is just a few days away for the Kansas City Royals, and their bullpen is going to be something of note this year and how it could be better. And David Leskev inside the crown doing WIBW Reading in Topeka. And he took a look at that bullpen. I think just simply coaching instruction alone could find a way to help make some players have a bounce back year and could really improve them at the back end of the pen.
I don't think, it's no longer a foregone conclusion that that pitcher can't get better. The instruction, the analytics, all that is actually on par with other teams. And you look at, we use the Rays a lot. It's an easy example. But look at these relievers who go to the Rays, and all of a sudden they go from being DFA'd by a bad team to being the Rays setup guy or whatever. They do that because they're smart. The Royals have smart people now. It's no longer what they were running with before. So I think that we'll notice a big difference in terms of that pretty quickly.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny toxic waste site. And there are millions of them. Right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at rethinkbutts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. A disturbance was continuing to push east out of eastern Kansas, where areas of light rain and light snow fell overnight. Behind that, much cooler air is moving in today. Tomorrow, we have a trough of low pressure developing on the eastern side of the Rockies. A strong upper-level low is moving onto the west coast, and that will bring us some gusty winds with warmer temperatures to the south of a cold front moving in. To the north of I-70, cooler, drier air is going to be coming in with high temperatures likely in the 50s and 60s. By Thursday night and Friday, a strong storm system moves by that will likely bring us a chance of thunderstorms mainly in eastern Kansas, windy behind the frontal boundary. For northwestern Kansas today, sunny and not as cold with a high temperature in the low 40s. In north central Kansas, sunny with a high in the low 50s. Same story in northeastern Kansas, clearing with a high today in the low 50s. Southwestern Kansas, our high today 52. Mid-50s possible in south central Kansas, clearing today in southeastern Kansas with a high back in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As far as the early trade is concerned, of course, on the livestock side, we got a big report coming out, hogs and pigs report coming out here later in the week. Hopefully has some of the correcting as far as the numbers are concerned, in that they were off the mark as far as their December numbers are concerned, and still expecting, as we had the recovery in the livestock, or at least on the cattle side as well, expect that to continue. We did see strength in the grains with slight weakness in the corn market. Wheat futures up 4, corn futures down about a half cent to a penny. Soybean futures up 8 to 9. Short covering taking place as well. And also watch the weather as far as for potential for moisture. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
At Emprise Bank, we're your partner in possible. And we believe that when we work together, your dreams are achievable. Which means today's feeding becomes tomorrow's breeding. First-generation farmers become multi-generational farmers. And the land you love becomes the legacy you leave. We provide flexible financing solutions to help your agribusiness grow. This is the power of possible. Visit emprisebank.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
25% of all fatal crashes are speed-related, which equates to 1 in 4. In Kansas, that means drivers maintaining a safe, legal speed could prevent more than 100 deaths a year. Higher speeds lead to reduced reaction times and more severe, even more deadly crashes. In an effort to save lives, law enforcement will be cracking down on those who are being a danger to themselves and others. Stop speeding, because on the Drive to Zero Fatalities, you are in the driver's seat. Sponsored by the Drive to Zero Coalition.